I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. French-Colombian politician Ingrid Betancourt traveled to Mexico this week. On her agenda was a visit to the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Betancourt told reporters that she prayed to the Virgin during her years as a hostage of the FARC rebels in Colombia. The former presidential candidate and 14 other hostages were freed last July in a daring raid in the Colombian jungle. Betancourt is also making news in Britain today. That's because she sat down for an interview conducted by BBC correspondent Alan Johnston. Johnston himself is a former hostage. He was kidnapped by a militant group called the Army of Islam in the Palestinian territory of Gaza. Johnston interviewed Betancourt for a special edition of the BBC program The Interview.
I really need to say that there's no real comparison between my experience. I was out within 4 months and you were there for 6 years. But when I think back on that time, I felt that I was buried alive, really. I felt that to be really alive, you do need to be free.
It's a torture every second, and every time you breathe, it's hard. You have to go through it to understand, because you, in the civil world, I mean, in the outside, the free world, you can have problems, but you always have a choice. And you always, even though you could be mistreated or humiliated or whatever, you can just find another space. Here, you are submitted to the will of others, to the arbitrary, to the cruelty of human being. And you don't have the choice.
There's a terrible powerlessness, isn't there?
Yes.
One of the really powerful emotions I felt, especially at the beginning, was a sense of guilt towards what I was putting my family through. I felt that I had taken risks that had caused them huge suffering, and it was almost a crushing sense of guilt. And I wonder if you felt that.
Oh, yes, I felt it a lot, especially because I was pointed as have been, I mean, in Colombia, they would say that it was my fault, that I was looking to be abducted, that I was searching for that situation to happen to me, which was horrible.
Paint a picture for us of day-to-day life in captivity. How were you held, in the open or in huts or chained all the time, with other prisoners all the time?
We live under military tents. The jungle is a aggressive, like, I would think that it was like another enemy. I'm from a Green Party, and I'm supposed to love green things, but I have to admit that I just hated the jungle.
That's understandable.
Oh, my God. The impression, you know, the trees are so thick on your head that you don't see the sky. It's so horrible not to see the sky, not to see the sun, the clouds.
I never felt suicidal, but there were times when I felt that death would be a kind of release. Did you see it in that way?
Yes.
Like a great sleep that would end everything?
Or perhaps not a great sleep, because I could foresee that it could be painful. But yes, and I'll tell you also something. I was suicidal. I think that what prevented me from doing it was the voice of my mother every morning. On the radio, we heard messages.
Tremendously important for both of us, those radios.
Oh, yes.
Everything.
Did you had messages from your family?
I heard my mum and dad once on the radio, and they once let me see television in their room, and it was the most extraordinary thing to be surrounded by kidnappers and see my father making a very dignified statement. It was one of the most powerful moments of my life.
Did they allow you to be alone where you had to go to the restroom?
I was lucky in that way. I could go to the bathroom. In one prison, briefly, I had to always ask for that, and that's an undignified thing, of course. But
you could shut the door?
I could, yeah. You didn't have that?
No.
It's amazingly important, that, isn't
it? Yes. You know, they would dig a hole, and we had to go there, and it was in an open space. Everybody could see. So for me, I always was trying to find a tree.
Again, I was lucky that the only physical violence came in the last 20 minutes of the kidnap or whatever, but you, I think, did endure physical violence. Are you ready to talk about that mm-hmm. yet? Do you think you might ever be? And is it perhaps dangerous not to talk about it in the right private setting?
You know, I've thought a lot about all of this, and I've just decided that there are things that will never be brought up to surface. There are things that have to stay in the jungle.
Former Colombian hostage Ingrid Betancourt being interviewed there by BBC correspondent and former hostage Alan Johnston. You can hear their entire conversation at theworld.org.